Back to Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93. Dirk and Wes in our studio. Kim Cameron, the head coach of the women's basketball program, is on the phone with us as they, just like the men's team, get set to head on the road for Thanksgiving weekend. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. Let's talk about the couple of games from last week. The women's basketball program on the road last week. And we have the games for you on Mix 93 and WMPL. They beat Minnesota Crookston, a very good Minnesota Crookston team, 85-62, the final there, and Concordia over Michigan Tech, 86-77. I guess let's start with the first game, Coach, the Crookston game. Very good team you beat, and pretty soundly, too.
Yeah, we were excited about how we played, how we came out in that game. Obviously, we did a good job on the offensive end. I think in the first half of that game, at halftime, we had discussed our defense and how it needed to be better, and we were able to hold them to 26 points in the second half, which was good, but that's something that we need to carry over because that was obviously an issue then on Saturday. But I thought the Crookston game was awesome. We played very, very well offensively and did a great job defensively in the second half. So we had a half or two quarters that were very good basketball for us.
The offensive output, you talked about it, but you know, and it was balanced too. You had three players, I think, with 16 or more points, and seemed like everybody was just on. Nobody could really miss, and everything you kind of tried to do succeeded on the offensive end.
It was, and I think it was. I mean, it was a lot of our ball movement and finding the open person and getting the best available shot. We didn't take anything quick. We really worked the basketball and follow the hot hand, and I think everybody was very comfortable, and a couple of people set the tone for how it was going to go, and kind of fed off of each other from there. So on that end, it was fun to watch.
How about turnaround? He played the very next night against Concordia, and obviously they like to push the ball and attack the basket, and seemed to have success doing that all night against you guys.
They really did, and they put their heads down and they drove to the basket, and we didn't challenge them enough in that sense, and we're working on that, and we're definitely gonna get better. But it was a situation, yeah, where they put their heads down, they drove to the basket, they shot honestly a lot of layups and seemingly uncontested, and I mean, our hands are up, but you know, at some point you have to buckle down and not let somebody have a direct pass to the basket, and that is, like I said, something that we're working on. But we made switches as far as defensively and who was on who, and kind of the same things were happening. They're really fast, mm-hmm. and they're a very talented team, and they really went to their strengths and put a press on us at a couple different points during the game. In the first part, we handled it really, really quite easily. And then in the second half, with them making a comeback, and you know, we were up 13, and they cut that lead to I think they tied it. We went up 2 going into the fourth quarter, but a little bit of pressure on, and then added the press, and we didn't handle it as well as I had hoped. But that being said, I mean, that's the first time, you know, it's the first time this year we've really been in that situation where somebody's made a huge run at us. We were up, we were down, we were up, and I think all of those situations are really, really are going to be really helpful for us moving forward.
Danny Blake kind of came on. I don't think she had more than 6 points going into that fourth quarter. I think she finished with 16 and kind of came on at the end. Obviously, it was a concerted effort by you guys to go to her. Seemed like a bright spot for you guys to know that, you know, when you ask her to produce, she did for you.
That's really important for her to know that that's what we want, and for her to be able to execute down the stretch. I think she did a great job. She wanted it. I mean, she got the ball. She gave us points. She got herself to the free throw line. And you're right. That was absolutely what we needed to see. That being said, you know, our offense was not the problem on Saturday. A lot of it was our defense. I think we're really going to be able to have different people that can step up and that can score, but we have to be able to get stops down the stretch, and
and throughout a game. Concordia had 55 points in the second half, and as much good as we saw offensively, those are definitely the things that we need to address defensively. It's going to be really hard for us to win games when we're giving up 86 points at a time, and I think our team understands that, but that is definitely what we're focusing on moving forward.
Another non-conference matchup this weekend on the road, Coach, and another very good program, Minnesota State. Talk a little bit about what you expect from them.
They're a great team. They're a great program. Typically, well, we played them last year, and then we had played them a few years before that in one of the Elite Eight games, so there's always kind of a, you know, they won a national championship. Their team and their program definitely knows how to win. They have two seniors this year, but other than that, they're a pretty young squad. They haven't had a great start to their season, but they're also at home, which is, everybody says, is the great one of the greatest arenas in Division II basketball. And they're going to push. They're going to go inside to their post players. It'll be a great challenge for us on the road, but it's time for us to be able to bounce back and test our defense a little bit.
Coach, would you look at Minnesota State as, I don't know, maybe this is not a good comparison, as kind of like their Grand Valley? It seems like all of their programs are strong. You know, they Grand Valley doesn't have a hockey program, but you know what I mean? They always seem, you know, they have a strong football program, their basketball, or I think their volleyball teams are decent. You look at them a little bit like that?
Yeah, I think they have a lot of money and really nice facilities.
Yeah.
So I would say, yeah.
Duluth hasn't been bad either. They've won
true. And
titles.
And St. Cloud is,
yeah,
is, you
I mean,
know,
they've got a lot of good programs in that league. How does it come about that you play four teams from that league in non-conference? Just because geographically they're, you know, some of the closest teams, Coach?
Yep, geographically it's been the best situation for us. Concordia last week was about 6.5 hours away. We were able to get two games against teams that we think are going to be above 500. Mankato has been a really good program. We scheduled them for a home-and-home after last year. But again, everything is closer than even our downstate games, so it actually works out well for us as far as the travel goes.
How about your Thanksgiving plans? I know the men's team will be eating at a Cracker Barrel somewhere along the way to Owensboro. What do you guys have planned for the holiday with the team and travel this coming week?
We have an amazing group of community members who are doing different kinds of feeding frenzies right now and throughout this week. They have a big dinner together on Wednesday at one particular Center Court Club members, and like I said, several throughout the week. Today, they after practice, they're volunteering, and then tomorrow, or on Thursday for Thanksgiving, we'll practice. We'll deliver meals with Big Brothers, and then we will all go out to eat on Thursday. So they'll get a home-cooked meal on Wednesday, and then we'll take them out on Thursday.
Nice. You have addresses for all the feeding frenzies to share with
them? Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, right. No, I wouldn't do that to them, but no, they are just awesome. The community is
That's cool.
Fantastic.
I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Coach. And the game starts at 3 o'clock on Saturday. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The women's basketball team down at Minnesota State to take on the Mavericks. And, Coach, we wish you safe travels. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Okay, that is Kim Cameron here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Drive Time coming up after these.